rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you. Getting a little bit of a late start here this morning, but Blake Cripps along with Tim Miller and Dylan Sherwood in the penalty box. And Tim, how is your weekend started?
So far so good. Nothing real exciting yet. Hopefully we can get through today with
minimal
issues, sure, with our weather situation, which we certainly encourage people to stay very much weather aware today, it sounds like.
Yeah, so. It certainly sounds like the time that everybody has said has been 3 o'clock, and not that things can't happen at 2:45 or right. 2 o'clock or 1:30, yeah, you know, or not that it won't happen at 4:15 or 5 o'clock or 6 p.m. But everybody seems to agree, you know, you don't normally hear the meteorologists all get together and agree on something like this.
Yeah.
You don't typically hear people all agree like, hey, this is the time. But right. Today, that is the time, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
So Dylan Sherwood is in the box here today. Dylan, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Blake, you saw a walk-off last night. I saw a walk-off, too.
Sure did. Yeah, it was an exciting night for Emporia High baseball and Emporia State baseball as well. And you heard the game, of course, on Mix 104.9 after a Newman throwing error. And Hornets scampered home as Mason Sturdy drove in 3 runs in Game 2. And, boy, Newman has to feel like they let a couple slip away. They out-hit Emporia State by double digits in the doubleheader, and somehow Emporia State was able to get out of there with 2 wins and put themselves in a position where, you know, they're not playing today. The Emporia State baseball game, that is moved. It's not being played today, and they're not playing on Sunday, obviously. Inclement weather today, and then it's still supposed to be pretty rainy tomorrow, mm-hmm. So it's not going to be favorable to play tomorrow. So they said, well, let's get 2 out of the way today. So Emporia State can kind of relax, and they can watch the rest of the league. And, you know, the plan is to come back Monday afternoon, first pitch time to be announced. But, you know, what the hope is, obviously, is that you'll come back on Monday and the game's going to mean something.
Yeah.
And you'll have a chance to get a win and in situation. And for Emporia State, from their perspective, they did everything that they could do. Everything, you know, they had not played themselves into a position. There are several other teams around. It is a jumbled mess in the standings. The only team that's been eliminated is Newman. Everybody else still has a prayer and a hope and a dream of making it into the MIAA tournament. But, you know, for Emporia State, they have given themselves the absolute best possible chance. You know, they were not in control of their own destiny coming into this weekend. But they've done everything that they can to give themselves a shot, and hopefully they'll get some help today, and things will fall in the correct direction for Emporia State to have the opportunity to come back on Monday and perhaps find their way in Coach Hill's first year to the MIAA tournament.
Well, it's just good in their case. Hey, you're still playing for something, which a few weeks ago we didn't know if we would be saying that.
Sure.
Today.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, that's a positive, obviously, And as you've said, they've gotten some help. By the same token, if they didn't take care of their business,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Then it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, because I think both teams really knew, like, you had to split yesterday to have a chance. If you lost 2 yesterday, it was over. But to have a real shot, you know, because if you're – I mean, it's still a little bit of a long shot even now winning those two games because everybody else in the league has still got two games to play. All the other teams, they're scheduled to play Saturday and Sunday. But you knew to have a real chance, you know, and not something that, you know, would involve, you know, divine intervention, that you really needed to win two yesterday. And that's exactly what Emporia State did. Mason Sturdy with three clutch RBIs in game two in a very, very different game because the weather really changed. It was a pretty breezy game in game one, and the ball was really flying, and there were still some balls that left the yard in game two. But the huge offense, I mean, there were 26 total runs scored in game one. And in game two, you know, after a couple of early runs, the starting pitchers kind of settled down. And not that they just mowed through guys. There were a couple of stretches where they did. But they kind of gritted their teeth and got through it and gave each team had a chance thanks to their starting pitching. But Emporia State able to break through in the sixth with a home run. Then Newman got a home run in the eighth but couldn't hold the lead as their closer blew the save. And a very close play at the plate to win the game. And Emporia State comes out on the right side. And now the Emporia State softball team trying to get it done today as that will start this morning. So there's no rest. We're back out there like less than 12 hours after we left the Trussler Sports Complex. We'll be back out there because I've got pregame starting in about 2 hours.
There you go.
Out there at the Trussler Sports Complex for the Turnpike Tussle. And that starts at 11, which I know what you're thinking, like, got 3 o'clock. It's going to be tight. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a tight window to get these in. So we'll see if they can do it and see how that all works out. But senior day for the Lady Hornets softball team is they've got a chance. It's not quite as much on the line because both teams are very, very solidly in. But there's still some meaning attached to this softball game because Washburn, they've got a chance. You know, they're the number 24 team in the country. So you'd think they'd be pretty good for the tournament, but they're probably thinking, you know what, we better win a couple of these games, make sure we just solidify ourselves as being an NCAA tournament team. And for Emporia State, they've got a chance with the new MIAA tournament format to potentially get out of the first round because they're going to play it like a Big 12 basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. 10 teams, bottom four will have to play in the first round. So a good chance today for Emporia State, if they can get at least one win, to get themselves into the top six and solidify there so they get a bye through the first round of the MIAA tournament. So there's still a lot of meeting for both teams. And, of course, Turnpike Tussle throw out records.
Yeah, exactly.
When they get together.
Yeah, who cares what happens in the standings and what it all means for postseason play.
Well, we've got Oscar Macias coming up. He is the head coach for girls soccer for Emporia High. John Source will join us, the sports director at the Emporia Gazette. We'll also talk with women's tennis head coach Cece Perosh of Emporia State, wrapping up her first season as the head coach and she for the women and her second year as the coach overall. Of course, she was the interim director of tennis, coaching the men and the women last season. But first, before we get to all that, it is time for our Emporia High Main Street Athlete of the Week. Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. Every week, we name one for Emporia High and one for our area athlete. Dylan, what do you think about our Emporia High Athlete of the Week this week?
Well, I had some decisions and then a good nomination from Anthony Markowitz. We're going to go with Aiden Ewing. Last night scored the game-winning run, but he had a good week at the plate. 7 of 12. Let me pull this up from Coach Markowitz, but multiple RBIs and Aiden, the lone senior, and he's going to be playing collegially at Bethany next year. So going to give it to Aiden Ewing of the Emporia High baseball team. That's our Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week.
And how about an area athlete?
Well, I had to find one last night. I was scrolling through Facebook and saw this through Hartford's Facebook page, but Grayson Daly, he is a young pup. I don't know. I think he's either a freshman or a sophomore, but he broke the school record in the 400 a couple weeks ago, but broke his own school record again last night. I believe it was at the Madison Invitational. But Grayson Daly of the Hartford Boys Track and Field Team is our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
So congratulations to Aiden Ewing and Grayson Daly. And if you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, you can get a hold of us during the week. Call us, 342-1400, 620-342-1400, or get a hold of Dylan directly. You can email Dylan at SherwoodD@KVOE.com, SherwoodD@KVOE.com. EmporiaHighGirls.com. We'll take a time out. Oscar Macias, Emporia High Girls soccer coach, is on with us next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com on KVOE, live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at EmporiaMainStreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
Commanders. Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina, went third to the Patriots. Overall, six quarterbacks were selected in the first 12 picks. The six QBs taken ties the 1983 record for most quarterbacks selected in the first round. A record 23 offensive players were taken overall on night one. That bests the previous record of 19, which happened in 1968, 2004, and in 2009. Sticking the landing, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
Six championships were held last weekend. On the men's side, Stanford won their fifth straight national title, beating runner-up Michigan for the second straight year. The Cardinal, led by head coach Tom Gleamy, who has guided the program to seven of their 10 championships. Meanwhile, on the women's side, congratulations to LSU, who won their first national title in program history last weekend. The Tigers closed the title match with a record-setting score in the beam event. They finished with a team total of 198, narrowly beating second-place Cal. Utah and Florida finished third and fourth, respectively. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to SMST, driven by LongBineAuto.com. On the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line with us is Oscar Macias. He is the head girls soccer coach for the Emporia High Lady Spartans. Coach Macias, good to talk with you today.
Hi there. Good to talk with you guys.
Glad to have you on here this morning. Talk a little bit about your last matchup for the Emporia High Lady Spartans soccer team. How did that go for you guys?
Last one we had was Thursday. We had gone down to Wichita. It was a little iffy. It was just some storms that were kind of coming in, so we were glad to get it in. It was a good win. I mean, we went down there and, you know, put together a good performance put together some solid plays, and then we're able to come out with a couple of girls that were able to score and haven't got a chance to score all season. So that was fun. It was fun for them to get on the scoreboard and fun to see the girls execute some good teamwork. So,
Well, Coach, give us an overall assessment of your season. You guys have had a lot of success to this point, 8-3-1, a tremendous year as we sit here today.
Yeah, so I've been real proud of our team's growth. I mean, we've shown a lot of progress in the program. I think it's something that we've been striving to do for a couple of years, and they've shown a ton of growth throughout the season, you know, and they implemented a lot of things that we've been asking them to do. They've been very coachable. They've been very, they've reacted well, and they've put together a solid season thus far. So,
hey, Coach, what do you like about your freshmen specifically? You know, Emerson Johnson has had multiple, two or more goals in one game, and Madison Evans has been back there on the defensive line for you. But I like what you're getting from your underclassmen.
Yeah, so we were, we knew that with those two coming in, that there was a solid potential there. They've played for a number of years, and they've played competitively, and so we knew that there was a foundation. We just wanted to make sure we could unlock their best potential. Emerson started off real well. She kind of has had a little bit of a learning curve here in the middle of the season. She's had some of those. We've had a couple of those matchups that have been tough, and that's been good for her and her growth. She's coming around to learning from some of the tough matches we've had, and learning from some of the things that maybe she knew she could grow in. And she's an extremely coachable young lady. Very. Very much the team player, and very much wants to contribute as much as she can. So she's been awesome, and I'm excited to continue seeing her grow. And then Madison kind of, came on a little bit slower towards the beginning of the season, and then as we progress, she's shown a solid effort to put herself and sit herself right in there in that back line on the right side. And she has no fear, man. She's very confident in herself. And that alone allows her to kind of step in as a very young player and play with some really good, up against some really good opponents and play well with her teammates. And so it's been fun to see both of those two grow for sure.
Oscar Macias is our guest. He is the head girls soccer coach for Emporia High. Coach, you guys have scored a lot of goals in the games that you've won this year. What do you feel like the strength of your offense has been?
I think their ability to show a sense of chemistry early on. They kind of implement this mindset to say, hey, we got to figure out how to build chemistry, and the communication was strong from the early onset. And so they've only shown to continue that. There's been a couple of setbacks. We've had had to learn from a couple of tough games. We've also came out of some games where we felt like we should have scored more, so there's learning there as well. And so they do well to really communicate well. They do well to establish and say, we're going to build that chemistry together on the practice field. And then I think that, has carried on into games. We have some tough opponents coming up, here to end the season. And I'm excited to see how they approach those games as well.
Coach, this somewhat piggybacks Dylan asking about freshmen, but talk about the senior leaders, the senior players who have led you to an 8-3-1 record.
Yeah, so I just told them the other day how I wanted to commend them on their leadership. They've shown to really establish a goal of togetherness through the season, and obviously that only helps with the team. You got 11 on the field and the ones that are going to contribute coming off the bench, and we got to have them all on the same page. And so they've done a nice job of making sure that everybody feels they're included. Everybody feels like they're contributing. And then, you know, from the top down of our upperclassmen, everybody feels like they're, you know, the part of the team. And so that's been really good throughout the season. They've been vocal in positive ways. And, you know, they've been good in showing, modeling good actions on the field and off the field. So that's been really good thus far, and look forward to continuing seeing that as well.
We're talking with Oscar Macias. He is the head girls soccer coach for Emporia High. What are some things that you feel like you're working on? Obviously, now that you're 11, 12 games into the season, you know, you're probably thinking, well, now we've got a chance to make this not just a good year, but a really special year. What are a couple of elements that you feel like you need to work on in order to take this year from good to great?
What a great question. And we talked about that early in the season, and we've continued to talk about. You know, we want to acknowledge and be confident in who we are and that we're a solid and we're a good team. But what are the things that are going to take us to the next level? And, you know, we're 2-2-1 in close matchups. The matchups that we're, you know, the 2-1 matchups, we had one tie that was 2-2. And every one of those games, we felt like we were the better team. We felt like we had the better chances to score, and, you know, came away from those sometimes a little disheartened by our performance and our ability to finish. Albeit said that we've scored a ton, the close matchups, sometimes we found it hard to score against, you know, better back lines or better keepers. And so that's an area where we've wanted to, you know, go in and say, hey, you got to find ways to finesse our game against tough opponents. And when it comes to, you know, playing a team where we've got to play them for 80-plus minutes, who's going to step up and be the one to put the goal or put the ball in the back of the net in the time when we need it? So we've been finessing our finishing ability, sharpening the blades in those areas at practice, and you know, really paying attention to key details, the little things that are going to make a big difference in games like that.
Oscar, I know Tuesday night is a challenge. Washburn Rule comes in here, but I know you've had some tough matches at home. I know Manhattan came in here and got on you guys early. What's key for you guys on Tuesday to be competitive against Washburn Rule and hopefully, you know, keep this winning ways going, because this is a pretty historic season, and at least from what I've seen covering Lady Spartan soccer in the spring.
Yeah, so Washburn's a top four team every year. Right? They're annually in the state tournament. That's the class of team that you want to compare yourself to and say, okay, where are we? Where are we as a program, and how do we get to the point where we can, you know, compete with those, that level of a team? So they're going to come in here extremely confident in themselves. They've established a tradition in that, and so I think what we need to do is be confident in ourselves and show what we can do early. I think early in the game is what sets the tone. Against a team like that, you allow a goal in, you know, first 5 to 10 minutes, and it can really set a tone for the game. Or you go in and you score, or you give yourself a couple chances early on, and you build a certain level of confidence in that, hey, you know what, we can do this. And so I think those first minutes of the game will tell a lot of the story. And so that's our goal, is can we come out and establish a certain tone from the get-go.
It's a classic Centennial League matchup coming up next week on Tuesday, Emporia High and Washburn Rural. Oscar Macias is the head coach for Emporia High Lady Spartan Soccer. Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And he appears, as all of our guests do, on the phone on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. We'll take a timeout. John Soares, sports director of the Emporia Gazette, is with us next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbottAuto.com on KVOE, live and local.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Up next with us here on the program today is the sports director at the Emporia Gazette, John Source. And he was one of the first guys that I talked to when I moved here, and he wanted to do a piece in the paper. And that's, you know, a lot of places you'll get the play-by-play job and, you know, get interviewed by the paper. But at the Emporia Gazette, you do. So, John, thanks so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Do good, Blake. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, talk a little bit about your career. What led you to Emporia and becoming the sports director at the Emporia Gazette?
Well, I mean, man, it's kind of a long story.
That's okay. Hey, we got time.
You got time? All right. Well, people may have noticed this about me, but I'm a Royals fan.
Yeah, that you are.
But that's not just something that happened when I'm here. So I'm from New Jersey, and I was a Royals fan since I was 10 years old, 2005. Now one of two 106 lost seasons that they've had. Did it again last year, I used to be a Yankee fan, not a, you know, proud moment in
sure.
for a lot of folks, but, you know, I love baseball. My grandmother, loves baseball, still watches all game, every game with the Yankees, and that's just kind of where that came from. And, but then I just kind of wanted my own team, you know, New York City, different animal, just Kansas City is just, you know, a little bit different than New York City. So I hear Manhattan, I still think of that Manhattan, not this one.
I'm still understandable.
That. My dad worked in the city for over three decades. So I just kind of always wanted to move out this way. And applied to jobs for years. And, God put me here for a reason. And it's going to be 2 years, actually. The first week of May is when I packed up the car and drove halfway across the country with whatever fit in the car and got everything else out here. So, here I am, and just, you know, thankful that, you know, Chris and Ashley Walker gave me the opportunity, because, you know, for a long time it's applied to jobs and, you know, don't hear anything, and I understand it's a big move. And but I'm here. I've been here for almost 2 years now, so just glad that things worked out the way they did.
I do have to ask how a guy back east – picks the Royals. I mean, just kind of
so many teams you could pick.
You just kind of blindly just kind of put your finger out there, and whatever the map showed, that's kind of where you went.
Here's that story. So it's people my age probably know backyard baseball.
Sure.
So for me, it was I want my own team. So I went on the backyard baseball on a computer. It's a computer game. I had a couple criteria. One was the color blue, because I like the color blue. And I was just looking through, because you could see all the teams and all the colors. And there's a lot of baseball teams, when you look at it, have blue as one of their colors. But there was something about the Royals blue that pulled to me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to look more into this team. And then I saw, okay, they're not very good.
No,
2005, 2006. But that's okay. I like underdogs anyway. So I looked at the stadium and the uniforms, and I'm like, okay, yeah, and let's give this a shot. Then 2007, I came out here with my dad for the first time, and you know, you're driving down I-70, you see the scoreboard off the highway, and it was just one of those things. I saw it in person for the first time, and it just felt right, and it's been that way ever since for me. So I've been 30 ups and downs, and 14-15 was incredible. You know, a lot of Met fans, friends. Back
yeah,
home,
yeah,
so,
yeah. No kidding.
That was nice.
That World
huh?
Series was yeah. kind of eventful there, but that was fun. And but for me, it's like no matter what, I'm riding and dying with that team. So you know, no matter what, ups and downs, I'm all Royal Blue. So I'm all in.
Do you still like the uniforms, even with that eyesore of a patch that they have on it?
I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's, I get it. I don't like it, but you know, it's what, it's just part of it these days.
No, it is. So, you know, you hate to see it, but I mean, it's reality.
It is what it is. I try not to let those things get in the way of my enjoyment of what I like. So,
well, John, I know you and I connected, you know, within you being at the Gazette for a couple of years ago when I was in Salina, previously at the Gazette. But what do you feel like has been a kind of a great moment for you in this couple of years you've been here in Emporia?
Great moment or story?
Or great moment or great story, something that you've enjoyed.
I guess I'll give you a moment, actually.
Sure.
Maybe it kind of leads into the story, but my first day on the job, and I didn't know anything at the time, but the Emporia boys golf team, they have the one home meet every year, and that was my first day on the job two years ago. And I was sent to the Emporia golf course, and the first person I met, you know, that was involved with the high school was Rick Eckert. And so that was just kind of getting thrown into it, and that was fine. It's, you know, I've done this, so this is the one thing I know how to do, somewhat, I hope. But and then that kind of led into when I wrote the that fall, when the girls golf team finished second at state with, you know, the Avery, Olivia, and then Elise coming in as a freshman, the three daughters, half the team is the Eckert family.
Yeah, sure.
So I wrote that story and that fall, and that for me was special because of the family aspect, but also, I mean, I met Rick. He was the first person I met with the high school. So just for me, that was a little something special I felt, you know, given the circumstances that I was, you know, put into.
John Sorce is our guest. He is the sports director of the Emporia Gazette. Any other teams that you follow? Because, I mean, every time, I mean, guys, I see him at press conferences because, you know, while his primary beat, of course, is Emporia High, they do cover the Emporia State team. So I see him at Emporia State football press conferences and other things. But I you're never in something that's not Royals. Do you own any other team's gear that's not Royals?
I mean, truthfully, no.
that checks out.
Yeah, I mean, and this is not, again, this has been since I was 10 years old going up, you know, in New Jersey for me. So every year for Christmas or for my birthday, everything I got was something Royals because I couldn't go to the store and buy something.
Sure.
And so now it's like now, oh, I go to, you know, wherever you go around here, you know, up in Kansas City, I'm in awe at the rally house just because it's like, there's some, I mean, okay, maybe it's a little more red than blue, which is understandable.
Right now, based on how things are, for sure.
Just the Royals section. But it's cool, but it's like I have a lot of the stuff now, so it's like I don't really buy a whole lot anymore. But even just looking at my, you know, the clothes I have, it's like 85% Royals. I mean, that's not really exaggerating much. So
sure.
It's blue. I got KU blue. I got a little bit
there
of that.
There you go.
Working on
Chiefs.
Some Chiefs red here and there. I grew up a New York Giants fan when they were good.
But sure.
That hasn't been the case in a while, but I like Malik Nabers, but we'll see what's going to happen. And with the Chiefs getting Worthy, I mean, they're going to turn anyone they get into a player. So, yeah, it's really just baseball is my thing. And, you know, I followed KU from New Jersey just because, I mean, you know, Allen Fieldhouse, Kansas basketball. My dad came out here last week after Thanksgiving and went to the Eastern Illinois game. That's my first time at Allen Fieldhouse, and I'm like, I got to bring him you know, to that. That's a bucket list thing for a lot of people.
And oh, absolutely.
To be here, I even told him, I said, hey, did you ever think you'd be here? And he said, you know, because of you, and I've been to a lot of places I never thought I'd be. And that, you know, still kind of, you know, realize the things you do, you know, the places this industry can take you. Because we were at, we went to Dean Smith Center in North Carolina my senior year of college, Monmouth University in New Jersey. Played them that year because King Rice, the head coach, played in North Carolina, and Dean Roy Williams got him to got him a game there. So that was kind of cool when I went there, and you know, just the things like that. You know, that's pretty special. You don't realize, and you look back and you say, "Wow, I really, you know, have done a lot of cool things." Even when you don't realize it, when you're focused on, you know, what I have to do today. You know, so.
All right, I got a two-parter for you.
Gotcha.
All right. Do you know how many games – you keep a list of how many games you've been at Kauffman?
I do. Let me pull it up.
He's got a list.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming that you also have the record, the win-loss percentage of when you are at the K.
Yes, I do. So I've been to total 16 and 22.
Wow.
Not bad?
So I was at – 10 games the first year, because I moved here in May. It was right baseball season, summer, little less, you know, stuff going on, you know, with the job here. So I was up there quite a bit during the summer. Last year I got to 16 games, and I was at 6 before moving here. So
okay,
because I was at – I came in, I was 7. I saw 2 games. They lost both in 2007. And then I saw – Royals played the Mets in 2019. I didn't come out here during the World Series run, or when they were good. I was at Game 1 in Baltimore, the ALCS.
Sure.
Okay.
That was – I was able to – I think World Series I didn't get to at Citi Field, but that's all right.
And then my second question is, how many ballparks have you hit?
Yeah, good question.
And have you seen the Royals in – any other ballpark besides you mentioned about Camden Yards?
Yeah. I also have a list on here on that, too, because I had to. Christmas, I was at a colleague's house, and someone had asked me, and I'm like, let me actually get this if I still have it up here. Yeah, I do. So the answer is I've been to 20.
You've been to 20?
Active stadiums. Yeah, so that's another thing me and my dad have. Well, we're working on still, but since I moved, it's kind of been a little less.
Yeah. Sure.
But we try to, you know, we try to go every summer, hit a, you know, a city. Like, you go to Chicago, we could do Chicago, Milwaukee. It's 3.
Yeah.
So where I haven't been is probably the easier question. I've not been to Toronto, Tampa Bay. I'll go by division. Toronto, Tampa, Minnesota, Detroit. I was at Texas. They built a new stadium, so
back
to Arlington, yep. Seattle's kind of out on its own, so haven't got there yet. Atlanta, Miami, same thing. I was there. They got the new stadium, so we got to go back there. And Arizona and Colorado. So, because, like, for me, it was easier to check off all the Northeast ones. New York, both current stadiums, and I guess the new ones are not new anymore, but they're the old, you know, Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium. Been to both of those, and then Boston, Baltimore, bunch up in the Northeast. So easy.
Of course,
to check off.
Awesome.
And to answer your second question, the Royals, I've seen them at Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, Citizens Bank Park, and Baltimore, I think, is the 4. And for a while, that was the way to see them live because, getting out here is a little more difficult.
So. Sure.
Yeah.
So then besides the K, what's been your best experience at a ballpark?
Yeah, Pittsburgh lives up to the hype. It's incredible. It really is. Pittsburgh's nice. I like Cincinnati a lot. San Diego was really nice. I think the older stadiums are a little overrated.
Okay.
And it's just a taste thing, I think. You know, Dodger Stadium, Wrigley, Fenway. I mean, it was good, but I think, and again, too, I've been there once. Like, I'm just going off of one game. So, like, Dodger Stadium, we sat all the way up top, and they have a separate entrance because it's built into the ravine. So, you can't go. What we like to go walk around. We couldn't do that. So, you know, I guess I gotta get back out there to really have an opinion. But just based on what I know, I like Pittsburgh is really nice. Lives up to the hype. City Field. I go there quite. I have been there quite a bit. That's nice. Though getting there is. Getting to the you're going there this summer.
Yeah, I'm on my trip to New York that I'm planning. I'm hitting both Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. So, I'm excited to cross off two more. I have a John. You're gonna like this.
Yeah.
So I have a Royals lanyard,
mm-hmm.
and I have keychains for every ballpark that I've been to.
Oh,
so I've done Seattle. Oracle Park out in San Francisco, Angel and Dodgers.
San Francisco is nice too.
Yeah. San Francisco is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Okay,
So that's how I'm doing my baseball.
Sure.
Tour.
Yeah.
John Soares with us. He's the sports director at the Emporia Gazette. Before we wrap up with mm-hmm. you here, social media. Any place people can follow you online?
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, I'm not on there all that often.
Sure. That's all right. That
I'm on. Twitter, X, I don't call it X.
I call it, it's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter. It's my name, _John_SORCE. I truthfully, I'm a work in progress. I think we all are, but you're scrolling, and then just an hour goes by, and I try to limit my time. I don't really post much on there anymore, but, it's not on my phone. If I'm on, it's on a computer. So
sure.
That's really it. I'm not on anything else, so that's the place to get me. And, I see things when I see things.
It's sure.
Like instant from a lot of folks, but that's where I'm at right now. So.
And then final question for you. What's it been like covering, not just Emporia High, mm-hmm. but covering Emporia State Athletics here as well and working that into your sports writing?
It's, it's been great. Don is awesome. At times I wish I can get there more often. It's just – as I get there, for me, being one person and dealing with the high school stuff and the area high schools, and it is what it is, and I hope I do the best. I don't want to rush anything, or I just want to get if I do something, I want to make sure I'm able to do it right. So
sure.
I haven't really gotten out there at all this spring, or basketball season even, but football season, it's easier because it's always Saturdays. But then when you got basketball and baseball and softball and high schools and things are on the same day, it's just you got to kind of draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and when you're one person, and it's I don't love that aspect, but you can only do so much. I got to take care of myself too. So
hey, I 100%
living on your own, and it's just me out here, and my family's 1,000 miles away. It's like, how do you live as a human being? I'm still learning that. So
sure.
It's not something that, I think anyone, you figure it out. There's no, I figured out life. It's always a process. So day by day, best I can. And hopefully, I do okay at the end of it. So
John Soares, sports director at the Emporia Gazette. John, good to have you on. Thanks so much.
Blake, thank you for having me. This was great. And everyone, please stay safe today.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, and sure. Obviously, we've got, if anything is required, we will have, of course, you covered on the KVOE network of stations, KVOE.com and KVOE.com/listen. If we need to have anything, any activities covered for you this afternoon in terms of severe weather.
And we'll be our social media platforms too.
Oh sure. Yeah.
We'll keep you updated. Chuck
Facebook.com/KVOE news, all that good stuff.
So I'll be handling a lot of our social media this afternoon and into the evening. So
I'm gonna hope that you guys don't have to be here. That you guys are at
happens. And I hope Emporia State gets softball games, and Blake, I don't want you to get into a delay. I'm not jinxing it.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, I mean, it is what it is at this point. Speaking of that, it's an 11 AM first pitch for the doubleheader, 10:30 for pregame on Mix 104.9 for the Turnpike Tussle today. It is Senior Day, so we will have that covered for you. Also, one last thing before we go. Of course, we've got Cece Perosh. Talk with her, and they've got their Senior Day that has been rescheduled for Monday morning for a 10 a.m. start. They're hosting Missouri Western. She's coming up here in just a little bit. Any thoughts on Hunter Dickinson returning to Lawrence, guys?
Well, I don't think it was a great surprise.
No.
It was, you know, for as long as they held off the announcement, you know, to make it theatrical, I don't think anyone really doubted that he wasn't coming back for another year.
You want to let people know, Hunter?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, okay,
you know,
Bill.
Yeah. You know, obviously, when you bring back a second-team All-American, that's pretty good news. I'm probably a little more excited about what they've done on the portal to this point because Lord knows they needed help. And getting Ryland Griffin from Alabama, I think, was a big transfer for them. So far, the roster I'm pretty excited about. We'll see. They probably need another piece or two, and we'll see what happens.
There we go. I like what Bill Self has done. It's going to decide what Johnny Furphy does if he stays in the draft process. I believe he's got a month left. But if Furphy comes back, that's going to be the piece. If Furphy doesn't come back, I believe Bill Self will find another piece. But Ryland Griffin and Hunter Dickinson coming back in one day, yeah, I couldn't have asked for anything better. But
it's a good day.
And A.J. Storr, that was big. And A.J. Storr's girlfriend's going to be playing for Brandon Schneider, too. And she's from Olathe North. And I believe she was good. She's good friends with Samaya Nichols, who's a good freshman for Brandon. You got to be excited for KU basketball. I mean, you got to support Brandon because of what he did at Emporia State. You got to root for Brandon. You got to root for Jory Collins too at North Dakota State, too.
I mean, sure, you can root for a lot of people that were at Emporia State. But not only that, but yesterday, there was a Jayhawk, Dominic Pooney, selected in the draft, and a couple of Wildcats got selected. Cooper Beebe getting selected along with Ben Sinnott for Kansas State football. So draft obviously will wrap up today. Coming up today here on the KVOE Network of Stations, we've got Royals baseball, 5:10 for the first pitch, Royals at the Tigers. That series continues on Sunday at 12:40. And, of course, we've got the Turnpike Tussle coming up at 11 a.m. on Mix 104.9. And right now, we've got an interview with Cece Perot. She's the head women's soccer coach at Emporia State. And she was talking about Senior Day on Monday as they're hosting Missouri Western.
Well, Coach Perot, here as we come to the end of the season and you're first as the head coach, second with the program overall, how do you feel like year one in the quote-unquote head coach's chair has gone for you, just focusing on Lady Hornet tennis?
First of all, I just want to focus on the positive because obviously this season didn't get the outcome as planned. The goal of the season was to qualify for the MIAA tournament, which we couldn't achieve, but I'm still going to remember all the positive. Like, we were so close, like we almost beat Washburn, which is one of the top teams in the nation. We're a few points away to beat Newman too. Like, we played on the so many close match, so I'm just gonna remember this, that we've been like already way better than last season, even if on the paper it looks like a very similar season on the record and on the non-qualification, but every match is like inside of like individually, like a player, and match to match was definitely closer. So I'm still gonna like use it to build luck and prepare next season.
What do you hope that the girls are learning from a season like this, where you can easily point back and say, you know, listen, a point here, a point there, and you know, some of these matches flip the other way, and you're going to get to play an extra match at the MIAA championships?
Definitely experience. That's the only thing like I have in mind. Is this season was, of course, for me a first year, and for a lot of my players too. I have three freshmen, which is a lot. It's out of my lineup. So definitely getting experience and hopefully making the difference next year, because they're going to learn from it. And I think in a way, I don't want to say this, I'm happy, but like the way we lose like this is the best way to learn. Because I always tell my players, we either win or we learn. And I guess we definitely learn a lot this year. Even myself as a coach, I learn a lot in my practice, my competition, for my players, how to coach. So we're going to use a lot of all of this experience for next year.
Lady Hornets will come back on Monday. That'll be a match right here at the Kossover Family Tennis Complex, here with head coach CeCe Perosh of Emporia State Lady Hornet Tennis. And that match, by the way, on Monday will be at 10 in the morning. What's in, you know, because you've gone through this before as a collegiate tennis player at this level, what do you hope that the freshmen get out of this the most in terms of what they need to do in terms of competing, staying in matches, or maybe it's something that they learn off the court? Because there's a lot of off the, you know, you guys are out here on these outdoor courts a lot, putting in the time to make sure that you can perform on, you know, when it, whether it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Yeah, I think for the freshmen, they probably like have to learn a lot, not just tennis-wise, because we can see that, as you say, there's way more to it. Because most of the players been playing tennis for over a decade, I think. So they've played like many and many tennis matches, but college tennis is different in a way where you're in a team, so you also have the cheering. You need to be there for each other. Like, they spend like every day together in practice, so they could see them also outside of the court, bonding with your teammate. Like, it's just an overall that they have to like process and get better at it. And there's obviously the mental aspect that is very strong in tennis, to how to close a match, how to finish a match point, because I had a couple girls that got match point and still end up losing a match. So sometimes like we a point of way, which is nothing, one point is nothing in tennis, but that you can still lose a match by being a point away. And I think it's getting stronger mentally of handling the pressure, because that's way more pressure, because it's not just you and your match you're going to lose. Like, it might, it can be the whole team. And that's what happened in Newman. Like, we got one girl that was the last born. Of course, it's not like it's a team responsibility, but like sometimes could be too much to handle. So I think we need to work more on this, how to handle the pressure and be stronger mentally.
Well, and you know, there's a great saying that actually a basketball coach uses, Bill Self at KU, and he says, you know, he feels basketball is a lot like tennis, and that you can easily say, well, all the points are the same. You get 1 point every time. You know, the score goes from 0 to 15 every time that you touch the ball. Every point basket in basketball is worth either 2 or 3. But if you really watch the sports, not all points are the same. And there's a big difference between getting 15 points or getting, you know, a first serve in on, you know, closing out your match point on serve versus getting one, you know, when you're at the end of the set and you've already broken twice. So how, in your mind, do you help the girls learn how to, you know, I guess, quote unquote, play the big points better?
That's something like we started to work on. My main focus that some tennis coaches don't necessarily do is a lot of strategy. Like, we have now the equipment with the video, so I can do some video analysis with my players, review the match, as you said, to see those big points where like, okay, you've played great the whole match, but you didn't play the strategy that is working on the big point, and that could make a difference. So really like working more toward this approach of analysis the game, how they play, and getting more thinking on the court, because it, I think it's also a weakness on the women tennis is so many girls just play instinct, and I think sometimes at this level is not enough. You need to push more and like think more about what you're doing on the court, where you put the ball.
CeCe Perosh is my guest, the head women's tennis coach for Emporia State. Why do you think that is? Because I think, you know, sometimes we'll see that at the pro level, obviously in most events still on the WTA and even the ATP, you know, there's no coaching allowed, but you'll see girls and guys that'll kind of get away from what's made them successful, and then they'll kind of have to try to figure it out on their own. And sometimes, you know, you take a player like Serena Williams, a lot of times she is able to figure it out and find a different way to move forward. What do you feel like is maybe the reason why, you know, the tennis players sometimes struggle with that in-game strategy and maybe trying to even figure out an adjustment to make and something to try something new when what they're planning on doing doesn't work?
I think it's, again, we're going to come back to the mental aspect where you can like sometimes lose any lucidity, or you don't become like good at decision making because you get the frustration or the like pressure that gets to your head and you don't have a clear vision anymore. And that's when I think the coaching is important too, is you're on the side of the court and you can, I can even coach my point in my players, sorry, in between points. And which obviously is not like this on a professional tour where they're by themselves the whole match. And here I can go through my player and say like, hey, you're not doing the right thing right now. Like, go back on track, go back on the strategy, or like be more positive. Just sometimes like telling my player, just be positive because they're starting to get mad or have a bad body language too. Like that's how I can say, read their mind kind of, because the body language always said it through. So if I could see how they feel by just seeing at them and, you know, sometimes just switching their energy and like getting energy for their teammate too. It's, you know, like use your teammate, look at it like your teammate next to you fighting hard, keep going, like don't give up just for them. And sometimes few words like this can make them turn around and match.
Sometimes body language can be more honest than what you say.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Like sometimes they have like a bad body language, or not necessarily bad one. I don't want to say bad, but like negative, where, you know, sure, like they look down. They don't really like say, let's go if they win a point. Like they don't really like jump to get ready for the return. Like it's just small stuff that is not like very negative. And I come and I'm like, hey, be more positive. Like don't get mad. And they're like, I'm not mad, I'm fine. I'm like, sure you are.
That's right.
Sure you are. A few buddies say otherwise. So yeah.
We're here with CC Perosh. Wrapping up with two more questions here. What has the senior group meant to you? And obviously, you know, their Lady Hornet tennis careers are going to be coming to an end, but they've invested in you in this program. What's it been like to with this senior class?
My senior class is pretty small. I have only one girl graduating this year. So I think, of course, it's always important because they're the one bringing the experience that I was talking at the beginning that is so important. And they're the one like showing them like how hard it is to actually go through the season and also getting through the conference to qualify for the tournament, because I have just a couple girls that have been able to experience it. So it's always good to rely on this experience to tell the freshmen, hey, like it means a lot, like it's a big deal to qualify there, and like we need to achieve this goal, not just go through the match and win, lose, and that's it. Like you work toward a bigger goal, so every match is important.
Final question for you, give us a scouting report on this Missouri Western team and how tough these Griffins are going to be on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. It's always tough to play like the Griffins. They're also nationally ranked. So
seems to be a common theme in the MIAA.
I know. That's more than it's almost half of the conference that is ranked nationally. So, of course, every match is tough. But again, even if we not qualify for the tournament, it's always could be a goal, you know, winning a team that is like nationally ranked could get us there. So of course, like we always playing to win, and we're still gonna practice over the weekend and make sure we're ready to beat this team, because we've been so close to beating like a couple national team ranks. So why not this one? Maybe that would be the one. We have no more pressure anymore, so everything to win.
Go out and play free. Coach CC Perosh, once again, senior day. They're going to celebrate it 10 o'clock in the morning here at the Silver Family Tennis Complex on the campus of Emporia State. 10 o'clock for the first serve, Lady Hornets and the Griffins on Monday. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that'll wrap up Saturday Morning Sports Talk for us. Be back next week. I'll be off, but we will have guests for you next week coming up, and Tim and Dylan will take you the rest of the way. And I will see you out at the Trussler Sports Complex for softball this afternoon, or beg your pardon, this morning, with a 10:30 pregame and first pitch at 11 o'clock for the Turnpike Tussle over on Mix 104.9. This is KVOE Emporia. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE Live and Local. Yeah.